Everybody fears for their life in here.
The last time they provided us with cloth masks was a little bit over 2 months ago. And, you know, we have to be washing them. We have to be washing them, and they wear out. You know, they're old. Some of the other detainees' masks have ripped. It's impossible to social distance where I'm at. And sometimes we go weeks without getting any soap, which is really bad, you know. Our families are doing bad out there, you know. A lot of us don't have, you know, funds, money, and for commissary, you know, to purchase soap or other things to sanitize, you know. We have floods in here, water, nasty water that smells really bad with feces, and we have to be the ones cleaning it. It's not safe at all, you know. And it's not okay that they have us housed here in the county jail with this county inmates, you know, that are coming in every day, you know, and just because they tested negative yesterday doesn't mean that they're gonna test negative today. One of the persons that has COVID in ICE, it's an older guy that's like 60 years old, and he's diabetic, and they moved him out of our dorm, my dorm where I'm at, to isolate him, and he caught the COVID over there because they put him with the county inmates. Now he has COVID. That's really sad more than anything. It's very bad in here, you know. This causes psychological effects such as depression and anxiety. And that may cause people to try to harm themselves as a way to escape. You know, I've seen it. I've seen it many times. You know, people crying in their bunks, people abusing psych meds so they could sleep away the misery of reality. One time I witnessed a person trying to commit suicide by hanging himself off the sprinklers, pipelines. And that was late at night, you know. Thank God there was a few of us awake, you know, that prevent that from happening. But this is just a couple things that I'm sharing with you so you could see how bad it is in here. So a few months ago, we did a hunger strike, and I spoke up, you know. I spoke up, and the way they retaliated against me was they weren't giving me my mail. My mail was being returned to the sender. You know, being incarcerated, a way to communicate with people is writing letters. You know, you expect pictures. You know, that's how you see your loved ones. And that psychologically affect me, you know, because now there's that fear in me that they might still be doing that, or they could always do that whenever they want to, and I might not even find out, you know? So that's the way it psychologically affects me, because now I have that, I'm afraid, you know? And I feel like there's, like, with my hands tied up, that there's nothing I could do. But me personally, I'm the main breadwinner of my house, you know. My mother depends on me, you know. She's old, and she needs me out there, you know. And she needs to get surgery, but she's waiting for me to get out to get surgery, because that would require her to stop working, and the healing would be up to 6 months that she wouldn't be able to work. And she can't get that surgery because I'm not there to help and support her, you know, and take care of her. And it's very hard. It's very frustrating, you know. I'm sure a lot of us, a lot of people in here are in the same situation I am, you know, with their family. And it feels like we're sinking, you know, on a boat, and we're trying to get to the top, you know, and trying to survive the most that we can. And you know, it's very sad and frustrating that they don't hear our voices, you know. But nobody should, in these times of pandemic, should be, you know, detained in ICE custody because we're not here paying for a crime. We're here for a civil matter. We shouldn't be here. A lot of us, you know, we have been here most of our lives, like myself. You know, I've been here since I was 8 years old. You know, this is home. This is home. I my life is here. You know, my loved ones are here. It's not fair that they put our lives in danger, that, you know, we're here at risk of catching COVID because we're illegal. We're afraid. We fear for our lives. The only way lives will be saved is to free everyone in ICE custody.